Again, congratulations to our graduates. Thank you, family, for sharing those words of wisdom and comments, reflecting the character, personality, and nature of these three graduates. As I listen to the remarks, there is a core trait that sort of binds the three of them. And that's people and compassion and the ability to reach out and to serve the greater good of humanity. And what Asher and Kenan and Samantha, what you will find during this time of commencement, this new beginning, is that you will begin to go into different areas. It may be music. It may be, there are a lot of soccer stories, Asher. I don't know if you'll be a soccer player or not. Whatever direction you go in, Samantha, you're gonna find opportunities to serve the greater good. So again, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare, your well-being, and not for harm, to give you a future with hope." And every time I speak on this passage, it's important for us to know that passage wasn't some isolated passage that has no context or no connection to anything else. That passage comes at the end. It's a letter that was actually written to some Jews who were in exile. They were out of their home country. They were in a place called Babylon, and Babylon, for lack of a better description, it was just a bad place. In fact, many would equate modern day to Babylon. And this letter to these exiles in Babylon, see, there are a bunch of people saying that, oh, God is about to take you out of Babylon and rescue you, and you're going to have all this life of bliss outside of Babylon. His letter says, nope. You're going to be in Babylon for a while. You're going to stay there, and it's in Babylon that the prophet says to those in exile this: build houses and live in them, plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. And then this: but seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. Another translation says, bless the city, and it's there where God will bless you. Here's my challenge to you, Asher, Kenan, Samantha, Paul and Ellie, Rebecca, that you bless the city, bless the place where you're at, and seek the well-being and the welfare of that place and the people who you come into contact with. And it's there, in those spaces, where God will bless you. It's not going to extract you out into some utopia and bless you there. The plans that God has for you to prosper you, to bless you, to maintain your welfare is in Babylon. So I want you I preached a sermon a couple weeks ago, to be the difference, to go and be the difference, to continue to be compassionate, continue to be caring, continue to be adventurous, continue to do all those things that your parents and talked about, all those good qualities, all those loving, continue to do that wherever God takes you in this new season, and be the difference. And know that it's in those places, in those spaces, that God will do a mighty big thing in your life. He'll change your life. He'll continue to transform you. Transformation is something that it takes a lifetime. I'm still in the process of being transformed. There are people in here who are 60, 70, 80 years old, and God is still in the process of transforming them. You're young right now, and God is in the process of transforming you. He's transforming you so that you can be the difference. So seek the well-being, the prosperity, the peace of the city, the places where you're at. At this time, we do want to extend an invitation to those of you who are in need of the church's help in terms of prayer or conversation or just being with you. If there's a need that you have that you want to share with the body of Christ at this time, if it's a need for friendship, if it's a need to learn more about Jesus, if it's a need to find your purpose, if it's a need to find company and to find friends, we want to be there for you. If it's a need to give your life, declare Jesus Christ as Lord today, to be baptized into Jesus Christ, we want to give you that opportunity. I want to sing a familiar song that we all know. It's a song called A Common Love. Let's stand up and let's sing this song.